I have been speaking for a few days now on the character of the Apostle John. I've enjoyed every lesson that I've taught. I hope that you have gained some new insight into the life of John the Apostle by these lessons that I have been presenting. And I want you to pray that God would continue blessing and anointing as I continue. I hope to finish up these lessons on the Apostle John in the next few days. But right now, I'm going to read from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 20, where John says, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." By the pen, the one-time unlearned Galilean became one of the immortals of the world. Yet it was not his books and the writings of his pen that John would ever boast. To him, pen, books, and fame were counted as nothing. If men would talk to him of his influence and his work, his reply would be, "God forbid that I should glory save in the fact that Jesus loved even me." No fewer than 5 books of the Bible came from John's pen, dipped in the ink of inspiration, and all of them are full of his personality. Although he has been dead for many centuries, he is still speaking to us today. All of his 5 books are filled with pure and true and spiritual content. I will not have time to cover every bit of all of the books that he wrote, but I want to give you just a brief description of each of these in order. Let's start off with the 4th gospel of the New Testament. Being modest, John does not attach his name to this 4th book of the New Testament, which is called the Gospel of the Gospels. In this 4th book of the New Testament, John relates more largely than the other Gospels individualism of Jesus as expressed in his interviews. There are 24 conversations held with 17 people, which can be listed like this: Nathanael, the one whom Jesus found no guile in. And then there was Mary, who treasured in her mother heart the memories of the word about her divine son. There was the nighttime caller, Nicodemus. Aren't you glad that Jesus doesn't have 9-to-5 office hours? To whom Jesus said, "You must be born again." In fact, this was the only person that Jesus made this statement to. Jesus told no one else in his conversations that are recorded that they must be born again, born not only of the flesh, but born again of the Spirit. Jesus had a conversation with the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. He asked him, "Do you want to be made whole?" And the impotent man replied, "I have no man to help me." Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk. Those conversations that Jesus had with all of these people were often brief monologues of our Lord. John's statement as to the purpose of his gospel is recorded in the verse that I read to you at the beginning, where he said, "These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." The first 18 verses of chapter 1 are a clue to the intentions of the whole gospel. John dwells mainly on the spiritual side of our Lord's person and teaching. Some of the words which have come to us through John are these. The word light, John mentions 23 times. Life, 52 times. Truth, 25 times. Witness, 47 times. Believe, 98 times. Whirl, 78 times. The Gospel of John has a character and a history that is unique. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.